This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Friends, we read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." That's the message to Christians from the Lord. Don't sin. "Go thy way and sin no more," Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 11. It can't be put more simply than that. The command speaks to our attitude and our aim as we live under God's Son. To be a little more technical, the phrase "that you sin not" in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1 is literally a negative purpose clause in the aorist tense. In the original language of the New Testament, that simply means that it is a warning to Christians to strive to abstain from single, isolated acts of sins. He is not merely prohibiting a consistent pattern that would be described as living in sin. Rather, he is telling us that 1 John was written to help Christians understand the danger of a single, solitary sin or transgression. Isn't that really what the Lord has consistently taught in the book? How many people must we refuse to forgive in order for our Heavenly Father to refuse to honor our request for forgiveness? Just consider Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, and also verses 14 and 15. How many times did a new convert named Simon have to try to buy a spiritual gift from Peter before he was back in the bondage of sin? Acts chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," that means every single time you do so. "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the body." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26 to 29. How many times does one have to fail in that command in order to have something that those who are still in Christ Jesus have absolutely none of? And that's condemnation, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Those are just a few examples from a nearly endless supply of New Testament examples. According to God's own word, His people should never take a flippant view of any sin. He clearly calls for us to resist the devil every single step of the way. However, thanks be to God, He also provides a remedy for us when we slip because of weaknesses. Look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. John says of Jesus, "And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Notice how we must access the propitiation. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Yes, my Christian friends, if we're willing to confess our sins, that is to confess them in such a manner to say that we are sorry and ask the Lord to forgive us, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Keep in mind that these verses were written to Christians, to those who were members of the Lord's church. The truth is, Christians are humans and we all make mistakes. When that happens, we must be willing to say, as did Simon, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of the things which He has spoken come upon me." Acts chapter 8, verse 24. When a Christian does that, the Lord will take him back into the arms of mercy and care for his every need. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.